course, like every other teenage kid, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. When I was 16 years old, I took off and drove across the country to Wyoming, went into the Wind River Range and discovered mountains.
In 1973, Yvon Chouinard founded Patagonia.
I never wanted to be a businessman. All I wanted to do was do my craft and climb mountains. So then I had to figure out a way to where I was going to be a businessman, but I was going to do it completely on my own terms.
Build the best product, cause no unnecessary harm, inspire and implement solutions to the environmental crisis. Join us at Patagonia.com.
You're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries, a production of Duct Tape Then Beer, with additional support from Kuat Racks and Boston Brewing.
Oh, now you gotta record? Okay.
Now I'm recording.
Now you're recording. What up, Jen?
What's up, Fitz?
Well, it is the new year, which means it is time for the year of big ideas.
You said that you had a thing this year,
yeah.
Like a goal this year for the year of big ideas.
Yeah, I do. Here's my idea. Mediocrity is underrated. I've obviously just blown your mind. Hear me out. I hear this idea in our community all the time that to be truly great at something, that you have to be relentless in your pursuit of perfection, that you have to remove all distractions from your life. You focus on this one thing. The people that do it, we admire them because it's a hard road.
Like, we've made a lot of movies about people putting their kids to bed and then, like, training for the next 18 hours in the dark in their garage gym.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that kind of thing. Like, that's pretty badass. It looks really hard. And I guess, like, at certain points in my life, I've had that kind of commitment or the ability or, like, the passion for that.
Did you ever have a garage gym?
Yeah, for sure. But so I've started thinking about that, and being really good at something right now doesn't actually sound that much fun. You know, I've had that period where I've trained for climbing 300 days a year, and it was fun at that stage, but, like, now it would just mean I wouldn't sleep, and that does not sound fun. There's a lot of things I like to do, and more, I'm okay with being okay at them versus good at them. I think that the jack of all trades gets a bum rap. The jack is the master of none, but you know what? I think the jack probably has a lot of fun. So I think at this point, I'm never going to be great at anything, except I have to be a great partner to Becca, and I have to be a great dad to Tep and Wiley. Like, those are what I have to be great at in life. But the rest of it, especially, like, the things I love doing outdoors, I think I'm just going to aim for joyous mediocrity.
So, okay, what are your goals for the year then, Fitz? You said you had goals.
Yeah, well, so I thought about the four things that I do in the outdoors that I've put concerted effort into, which would be climbing, snowboarding, mountain biking, and running. And I wanted to pick a goal from each discipline, something that I couldn't just do totally off the couch. I'd have to put some effort into it, but it wouldn't be all consuming. So basically, I wanted to be able to do each of these in a single day. And the next day, I would hopefully feel tired. Realistically, I'll probably feel wrecked, but I'm okay with that. The first one was running a marathon in the mountains, like a trail marathon. And by running, I probably mean walking a lot of it, which is totally cool. I've never run a marathon. That'll be kind of neat. I wanted to also do this mountain bike ride that is down by Crystal. I've called it the Cascade Triple Crown. It's 60 miles. It's three trails that you combine together. I've done it a couple times where I've combined two of them. And I've always thought, hey, that'd be cool. I think I could do that if I just sort of woke up a little earlier and took a more leisurely pace. I want to backcountry snowboard, skin up 10,000 feet in a day, like kind of equivalent to running a marathon or something like that. And then I also want to do a rock climb in the mountains that's pretty long, like an all-day route that's like right at that level of maybe I would do it first go, maybe not. So those are the four things: a marathon, this bike ride, 10,000 feet of skiing, or snowboarding, sorry, and then this rock climb. That's what I'm going to do. And now it feels a lot more real now that I've said that out loud, which is a little frightening.
Do you think that you're going to make it through all of those? Like, are you worried? Are you worried about accomplishing any of those?
No, I'm not worried at all, but I think there's a good chance that I probably won't succeed. That's my point, is I don't want to worry about being really good at it, but I totally think I could blow up. I think for me, the marathon is actually the most intimidating thing, just because there are days now where my body just does not like running, so I could see that if I had a bad day, that could turn into a real long day really quickly, but I don't know, you just start walking, I guess.
When did you come up with this idea?
A couple of years ago. This is actually the third year I've tried to be mediocre, and I failed to do that, which says a lot.
So you were, like, really good at everything? You failed at not being good?
No, basically what happened is the first time I tried to set out something like this where I did four of these things in a year, Paul's Boots happened, and it just, that was such an awesome opportunity to be a part of that project, and that just took over. Like, I just started working all the time, which I was totally cool with, but I failed it. And then last year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it again. And, like, I just had too much fun doing other things that I just didn't do it at all. Like, I didn't even try.
But, like, isn't that kind of the point?
Not trying?
Like, having fun doing other things.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, but these sound fun, though, Jen. Ish. They sound fun-ish, I think. I concede that I may have underestimated the difficulty in achieving this version of mediocrity. It turns out being like the jack of all trades is kind of hard. So that's my goal this year. That, or at least that's my goal when it comes to outdoor adventures. I call it in praise of mediocrity, which also might be in praise of not preparing. So that's my big idea for 2018. And like always, we were also curious to hear what other people were doing, what their dreams were, what their goals, what their big ideas for this coming year was, because it's always fun to get a little inspiration from those around us.
So we reached out to our community, our friends, our family, to see what they're going to do in 2018.
I'm Fitz.
I'm Jen.
And you're listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. Welcome to the new year.
One of my goals is to get really good at power biking, which is basically just fast biking. One of my other goals is to kind of create a concert for the ocean.
My goals are to finish at least 6 books that I'm reading for fun. And with that extra reading, I hope I'll affect my writing. I've always thought that I was kind of a crappy writer, and maybe I am, but I have stories.
Trail running has been a huge part of my life for the last decade, and one of my big goals for 2018 is to run a 100-miler. And to that end, I've put my name in the lottery for this coming year's Leadville 100. My second goal is to plan a backpacking trip with my 2 sons to expose them to the outdoors at a deeper level and hopefully show them how important spending time outdoors and in wild spaces is.
My goal is to take a singing lesson and then record a song. And because that's probably going to be putting something kind of like semi-terrible into the world, then a second goal is to like make a beautiful thing to offset it just for the sake of making it. So I'm gonna make kind of a large-scale painting.
My hope is to finish writing my book about the Merced River. It's a narrative that is part adventure memoir and sort of part environmental and social justice treatise, I would say. And my hope is that by sharing it on the Dirtbag Diaries that I will be held a little more accountable and actually finish it after working on it all these years. And I'm also hoping to run Rim to Rim to Rim Grand Canyon this year.
I would like to climb and ski Mount Rainier, which poses bit of a physical challenge, and I would like to do that with Fitz, which causes a bit of a logistical challenge. But I think we can pull it off.
In 2017, I turned 40, and with the encouragement of my wife, I took a surfing lesson in Lake Michigan. And I'm hooked. This year, I want to pick up my own board and surf the waves of the Great Lakes.
One of my goals for 2018 is to keep up my activism momentum. It's so easy to feel drained by all the bad news, and it's kind of hard to stay informed and also avoid burnout. But I'm committed to volunteering my time and donating what I can afford to organizations that advocate for public lands and that work to get people of color into outdoor spaces.
My goals for this new year are as follows. I want to try new shit while also loving the shit out of the shit I love. I would love to free myself from speculative imagination and frivolous emotion. I really, really, really want to rehab my knee and get back to making some smile and giggle-inducing wiggles upon my skis, and I want to do that all year long. I am currently icing my knee, and I'm dressed in sweatpants, head to toe, like a six-year-old. So I'm excited to also not have a knee issue so I can start wearing pants like a real adult. I want to make kick-ass art that connects with a lot of people. And I really want to become the most handsome voice in all of podcastery.
So this year we're having a baby, which means that one of my big goals is going to be to just relax and be totally fine with the changes to our routine and our priorities and the fact that there's a whole nother person in the house.
Well, there's a whole nother person in the house, and there's a whole nother person that you have to schlep around with you. So I've been schlepping for what will be 9 months, and I'm really excited that you're going to have to schlep said child around, and it will slow you down. So maybe I can keep up now.
And also I'm excited to try to make a tiny baby nap outside in the winter, because I hear that's a thing we can do.
He read something about Scandinavian babies napping outside, and he's convinced that despite the fact that this baby will have my genes and I have terrible circulation, that somehow that's a good idea.
I think it'll be fine.
Also, I'm more Scandinavian than you, and I don't think it's a good idea.
My first blanket goal is to continue deepening my relationship with the water. I've been paddling for 40 years, but after my race to Alaska this year, I realized that I'm only getting started.
Over the last 4 years, my family and I have traveled full-time in our Winnebago RV. We've explored all over North America and most of Canada, and North America is starting to feel kind of small. So in 2018, we're really looking forward to shipping our RV over to Iceland and then on to Europe and seeing what else there is out there on the horizon.
In 2018, I am really excited to find some balance in my life. It's super fun and exciting to go from adventure to adventure, but I'm looking forward to adding yoga and climbing and a little bit of time to just balance and spend time with myself in between amazing adventures that we're really excited to charge ahead towards.
I have never gone out of North America, and I'm really excited to head to Europe and Iceland and explore rivers outside of North America and hopefully something new and interesting and exciting.
This year, I want to take a photography class. I want to climb a multi-pitch route with my dad in Red Rocks. I want to plan a hut trip for next winter, and I want to buy a mountain bike.
When I got home from my last long-distance horseback ride, I ran into a lot of people and was always asked, what's next? What's next? And it's kind of a daunting question because it's a lot of pressure to have to outdo yourself. And my next goal is not a huge long-distance ride, but I am really interested in expanding intellectually and continue to learn and educate myself and go back to school and get my master's in art therapy and use photography and equines as a medium and expressive therapy. So that's my next big goal.
One of my goals for 2018 includes improving my fly fishing, especially fly fishing larger lakes and ponds. This includes refining my casting distance and technique so I can lay out those flies on flat water and have an opportunity to land some of the larger trout.
My goal for 2018
is to spread the message of hope. What's preventing you from overcoming the obstacles that life throws at you? You know, I was a suicidal, bank-robbing heroin addict, but I made a choice. I wouldn't let that define me. I wouldn't let that dictate how I was going to live my life. You don't have to be unhappy. I truly believe that anyone can be successful. Anyone can be happy. If you're willing to do whatever it takes to achieve your dreams, then anything is possible.
I want to learn 3 songs on a piano, for 1. I want to get scuba certified for 2. And I want to do more horseback riding with my mother for 3.
2017 has been an unusual year. We've celebrated the creation of the first year of Katahdin Woods and Waters and have seen a tremendous amount of excitement in the Katahdin region, but we've also seen a real threat to our democracy. My big idea in 2018 is to run for U.S. Congress. Our goal is to win back the House and win institutional power in order to do the things that we feel are important.
So I've been skiing Colorado for 3 years now and have still yet to catch a powder day on a day off work. So we just bought tickets to Japan and hopefully I'll get to ski my first true powder day this February.
In 2018, I want to be more engaged with people around me when I travel. I don't want to miss out on people's stories because I don't understand the language. I'm learning Finnish to get ready for a trip to Lapland in the spring.
My first goal is I want to fish slap the Grand Traverse run that we signed up for. It's a 40-mile run that goes from Crested Butte to Aspen, and there's a creek along it called Brush Creek, and I want to stop halfway through the run and catch a fish.
All right, one goal is to run the Grand Traverse Trail Race. This covers 40 miles through the Elk Mountains in Colorado from Crested Butte to Aspen, and it will be the longest distance I've ever attempted.
Second one is I want to get at least 15 or so days in fishing with my dad, who just retired, and he loves fly fishing, and I want to get him out as much as possible this year.
Another goal is a joint goal with my wife, which is to work less and explore more. We both work hard, which is fine, but we work too much, which is not. Pretty sure that life is only getting shorter, and I'd like to spend more time in the mountains and being creative with her.
And the last, which is an annual goal that I have, is to get the real Eddie Vedder to meet with my terrier, Eddie Vedder. And I keep trying, and he doesn't respond, but I think this year might be the year.
My goal is to find an activity I can share with my mom, like an outdoor activity I can share with my mom. I am very much like my dad, who loved backpacking and skiing and hiking. And I'm positive he would have gone canyoneering and rock climbing and paragliding with me if he hadn't been so sick by the time I actually started to develop an interest in those sorts of activities. And my mom isn't as, let's say, adventure inclined as my dad, but she does like being in the outdoors and getting sunshine. So I'm thinking hiking.
Another goal is to stand up for what matters, which to me right now is civility and the conservation of our public lands. For civility, the goal is to look less at my phone and to look more and appreciate the people who are around me. For public lands, I'll do this by contributing some time and energy of my own to Rocky Mountain Flyathlon. Whatever your activity is, this is a time that everyone needs to be vigilant and be involved in the lands and waters that give us so much.
In a world where meal kits can be ordered with a few swipes on our phones, and where the art of repair falls to the wayside of consumption, I found it to be so easy to contract out tasks I can do myself. This year, I resolved to be more self-sustaining by mending more of my clothes, by purchasing less processed foods and growing more of my own, and learning the art of overall self-sufficiency.
The second overarching goal for 2018 is that I want to start laying plans for the next expedition paddle trip with a focus on building community and inspiring people to talk about their love of wild places and spiritual connection to those places.
I want to plan another trip with my mom. I went on my first trip just with my mom this past year, and she's in her 70s. And I don't know, I didn't have really any expectation for it, but after the fact, it was a really satisfying thing to have done, and I want to make that happen again this year.
My grandnephew lives in San Francisco. While he's been out in the Sierras on hikes, he has never been on a pack trip. My niece called me last week and said that Jackson would really like to go with our llamas on a multi-day pack trip. We're very excited to take him this summer to the Colorado Rockies.
Like many, I feel many of the places I love and am passionate about are under dire threat, and I would love to find a way to do my part to protect them through advocacy and action.
I want to find the same sense of adventure I have in the mountains in the city.
I want to climb and ski Denali, and I want to create a gallery installation that includes photography, video, and sculpture.
I want to write a musical.
Go outside more than I did last year.
Go outside more than I did last
year. More than I did, last, than I did year. Last year.
And I want to go outside more than I did last year.
Diaries is made possible by the good people at Patagonia, who would like you to know that Ryan Zinke has announced that the Trump administration wants to open up offshore oil drilling on 90% of the continental shelf. And the public comment period is open now. This is the largest assault on our ocean in American history. Please visit surfrider.com to learn more and make your voice heard. Additional support comes from Kuat Racks. Already have a Kuat Rack? Check out their awesome swag. Jerseys, leg warmers, arm warmers, socks, water bottles, all things you need to make your ride awesome once you get your bike to the trailhead. Kuat, because you love your bike. And support also comes from Vossen Brewing. Vossen's team is passionate about being outside, staying active, and giving back to the community. So they started an ambassador program to support and highlight local Richmond athletes, hikers, climbers, ultrarunners, paddlers, and triathletes. Feel the same way? Visit VossenBrewing.com to meet the Vossen Vagabonds. Pretty cool. And hey, you guys, the community, you, the Diaries listeners, you keep us thriving. Thank you. Seriously. This show's about to turn 11, and it's awesome to have you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Last month, when we asked you to donate to the Kickstarter to raise money for the Bears Ears Visitor Center, wow, you blew us away. You guys came out in force and raised over $217,000. Our original goal was to raise $100,000. Thanks, Kit, for getting behind that. It's not enough to only purchase the building, but to renovate the plumbing and electrical systems and start this process of getting this place open. Thank you. Thank you for helping us care about the landscapes that matter to us. A huge thank you to everyone who shared their stories this year. Katie, Sam, Joseph, Anya, Becca, Darren, Emma, Patty, Audrey, Carl, Peter, Kathy, Abby, Jen, Kat, Kelly, Roland, Lane, Lucas, Andrew, Tyler, Elizabeth. Oh my God, there's so many of you. Isaiah and Cordelia. I'm inspired by all of you. I hope you guys are too. Music today from John Barry, Tri Tachyon, Bradley Carter, Little Glass Men, and Ken Christensen. The tracks are courtesy of Free Music Archive or with permission of the artists themselves. Jacob Bain and Nice Koto composed our theme song. You can still get a copy of the theme song ringtone if you donate to the show. You can find the links to the artists at our website, dirtbagdiaries.com. This episode was produced by Cordelia Zars, Jen Altschul, and me, Fitz Cahal. Becca Cahal is our executive producer. You have been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. Thanks for tuning in. Happy 2018. Woo!